You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart. In San Luis Obispo, some Cal Poly professors are using the spring quarter's curriculum to provide tangible support to doctors and nurses during the pandemic, research the virus, and more. As Michael Barros reports, it's a study in real-world applications.
Lately, we've been hearing a lot about ventilators, mechanical breathing machines supporting the sickest of COVID-19 patients. Cal Poly lecturer Eric Payton says as ventilators experience heavy use, they will start to break down. And in most hospitals, there's only a few biomedical engineers that can sort through the complicated manuals and fix them. Payton is partnering with a business called iFixit, and his students next quarter will be creating easy-to-read manuals for doctors and nurses to use to repair damaged ventilators.
And I thought, what an excellent opportunity to get all my students involved in something that will have an immediate impact.
Associate Professor Paul Anderson is focusing the entire quarter on COVID-19 research and observation.
We're going to go for it. Like, the data's available, the algorithms are there.
He says he hopes his course will inspire students to pursue the field as professional scientists, and that the students will create accessible information for the general public.
Instead of just, like, making our information available just to scientists, like, can we put out websites that help people understand?
Professor Carla Karkner says her students will try to design products intended to help with a wide variety of issues stemming from COVID-19. From mental health and isolation to faster virus testing techniques.
This is a great way to give them something positive to think about and to work towards, and even to tell their family members, like, hey, look what I'm working on.
Cal Poly's spring quarter is set to start April 6th and will be taught virtually. For KCBX News, I'm Michael Barros.
KCBX News coverage of California and the Central Coast will continue in about half an hour.